You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Well, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jennifer Ruiz, Miss Galaxy 2009, and Laura Buman, Miss Galaxy 2009. And before the break, Jennifer and Laura were telling us what they did to be successful in the interview competition and the swimsuit competition. Now, let's move on to the most elegant part of the competition and talk about evening gown. Laura, how did you go about selecting your gown for the Galaxy pageant?
Going to many different pageants, looking at different things that are out there. Also just going through catalogs and going to bridal places and boutiques. I picked out a dress. I tried on many, but I picked out one that really was me. As soon as I put it on, I knew that was the one that I felt comfortable in. So,
and for those who haven't seen a photo of your gown, how would you describe it?
It is a Sherry Hill. It is white on top with the sides kind of cut out. And from the waist down, it is all black sequins.
Ooh, that sounds great. Jennifer, what did you do in preparing for evening gown, and how did you go about selecting your gown?
Well, I actually just went looking for a color that I love. I love white evening gowns. So I knew that it had to be a white gown, and I wanted something form-fitting because I had worked out so hard. So I wanted something, you know, form-fitting. And I also wanted to go back to that glamorous look, that, you know, that old pageant look that's, you know, completely beaded. So I did just that. I got a beautiful gown. It's a Claire's collection. And it was just one from my sponsor, Lauren Ivana Limited. And they had it, and it was the first one I tried on, and I said, this is it. So it's a halter top, which I like. So, again, I just chose something that I liked and felt comfortable in because, you know, ultimately that's what's going to make you look good on stage if you feel good. And it's glamorous and, you know, very, very old pageant, you know, style. And that's what I wanted to, you know, go for, that old pageant look that had all the beads and all the sequins and all the glitz and glam.
Right. And quickly, tell us again who the sponsor was for your gown.
Lauren Ivana Limited, they have sponsored me forever. They sponsored me with my interview suit and my...
And do they have a website?
They do not. And it's a local boutique. It's a pageant boutique here in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas.
Okay, so people could do a Google search to find them. Laura, another area of competition that is sometimes confusing for contestants is the fashion wear area. Can you tell us a little bit about how you approached your fashion wear item?
Yes, actually working with other girls that have competed, like I've said before, they gave me a little insight on some different things that they wanted, something that kind of represented you. And I ended up once again getting another Sherry Hill dress that was red because I feel really good and look good in red. And
it's definitely important to feel like it's in a color and style you love, isn't it?
Yes. And the neat thing was is the outside was very simple. And I feel, you know, I'm a pretty simple person, very easygoing, but then it came to the knee in the front, but the back and on the inside was all kind of a zebra print. And when I looked through catalogs and kind of looking through things, it really jumped out at me, and I loved it. And I felt really good at it on stage, and it flowed great on stage. And I wanted to make sure I had something that I could kind of, you know, as I did my turns on that, I could kind of whip it around and kind of show how the dress flowed on stage. And it looked gorgeous. And I just, that's what I mainly wanted, was something that I could kind of show off in, because the fashion, that's what you wanted, was something that really stood out. And I thought,
don't you work the runway just a little bit more in fashion?
Oh, definitely. And when you feel really good in it and you can do your turns, and I could kind of, the skirt with the long train and the zebra print inside, I could really walk with it kind of open. And when you walked, it flew open. So it
kind
of, that really, you know, you felt great in it. And that's what I loved about it. And it, you know, really stood out. It was something different that I wanted. And I really wanted to have something that wasn't like everybody else. I just wanted something that would stand out. And I felt great in it.
Well, obviously, the judges agreed because you went on to win the pageant. Unfortunately for us, the fabulous Laura Buman has to go. Being a teacher, she's doing our interview today on her lunch. She needs to go pick up her students. So we're going to reluctantly let you go, Laura, and look forward to seeing you at the International Pageant in July. Thanks so much for joining us, Laura.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Jennifer, it was good talking with you.
Likewise. Bye, Laura.
Good luck with the rest of your day. I have to say that I don't know that I could handle screaming fourth graders ready to get out of school for the year, Jennifer. Do you?
I don't know.
No, I don't think that sounds like a good thing. Well, fashion wear, of course, is so important for the men's category as well. Tell us a little bit about how you approach selecting your fashion wear item.
Well, let me tell you, when I competed 2 years ago, that was my downfall, the fashion wear. I just did not pick something that flattered me, and I just kind of did mediocre.
Let me just jump in, Jennifer, because I think a lot of people struggle with fashion wear. What was it about it that you felt didn't flatter you?
I'm not sure. I really liked it. It just didn't score well. I think that my fashion wear was just too simple. And it wasn't like
anything. It maybe didn't really translate on the stage, because that's a big stage. And something simple really won't have that impact, right?
Right. And I think also the color. It was like a red orange, and it really didn't go with my skin tone at the time. So it didn't have that wow factor. So
right.
This time when I was deciding on a fashion wear, I was actually very nervous because I knew that's what I had to improve on. And
let me ask you this, Jennifer, because this is so great for our listeners. Obviously, you got your scores back, and that's one of the reasons why you noticed that that was your downfall, right?
Right.
But how did you decide that the color was off? Was that based on analyzing your photos?
Yes, just from looking from, the pictures and the video, I said, that has to be it. So, and also judges' comments. So,
great. So you got helpful information 2 years ago that helped you get ready. So tell us now, so you've got this new vision of what you want. Tell us how you went about looking for it.
And I said I want something long, because usually all the Galaxy girls get something long and they're able to play with it on stage and, all that good stuff. And I said, I want that. And then my cousin, who is a Mexican singer, her name is Gloria Trevi, I went and visited her 2 weeks before the pageant. And she said, what are you wearing for fashion? I heard you have a fashion division. And I said, yeah, fashion category. And she says, I have the perfect thing, and I need you to wear it. You have to wear it. And I said, okay, is it long, and can I play with it? And she said, no, it's short, and you can't play with it. And I just tried it out, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was very different, and I think I scored very well in fashion because I was different. It was really, really short and silver and glitzy and glammy, and it's by a designer named Gustavo Mata that does all of her outfits for stage, when she performs and does her concerts. So, and it really had that wow factor and that I was missing. And, it was different from everyone else's, but, it was shiny, and I just had fun in it. And my parents said when they saw me come out on stage, they said, we could tell you loved it so much, because it really you shined in it. So I think that being comfortable with what you're picking and just really feeling like a diva in whatever you pick, because that's what they want in the fashion wear. They want something, fun and, diva-ish, if that's even a word we can use.
Well, it is now, Jennifer. It is now. So it's really important that you have a unique fashion item, that the garment itself is fashionable and interesting and visually appealing. But it's also really important how you model it, isn't it?
Definitely. I went out there and I just, was in a different place, different state of mind. I walked out there and I said, this is it. This is my stage. This is time. This is my time. This is me time. So I went out there and I tried to own the stage, because that's what they want in fashion wear. They want someone to have, just the right amount of attitude and flirtiness and glitz and glam, everything put together. To really make, that wow factor, like I've said before, just, to where the judges don't know what to say. They just say, wow, that,
right.
That works. That's fashion.
Right.
So.
Right. And of course, at the Galaxy pageant, those are basically the areas of competition. There isn't an onstage interview in case there's a tie. And I'm assuming there were no ties last year. Is that right?
Correct.
So there were no on-stage interviews. So then you were announced as the new Miss Galaxy. Tell us a little bit about that moment. Having been first runner-up previously, was it really, really special?
It was amazing. Like you said, I've been first runner-up before. So when I was standing there with Miss Canada, holding hands, and, I would consider us to be total opposite. She's petite, and I'm really, really tall. And, we just have total different looks. And that's what's so amazing about the Galaxy pageant, is that they find the beauty in any look and any height and, any color. And, so that's amazing. But we're standing there together, and I just kept thinking, you know, let it be God's will. I've done my best. I have worked my hardest, and I've performed to my 150%. You know, just now let it be, you know, whatever it may be. And when they announced Miss Canada's first runner-up and you had won, I must have cried for, I don't know, 10 minutes after. It was just amazing because, like I said, it was 2 years in the making. I had really prepared myself physically, mentally, and emotionally for this. And, you know, ultimately you're supposed to enjoy the journey because being crowned and having those, you know, those modeling on stage, all that's only a couple of minutes. But what you do to get to that moment is what you have to savor and enjoy. And, of course, what you do with the crown and sash after the pageant is what you can take advantage of. But those couple of minutes on stage were just awesome. I don't even have words to describe what I felt. So it was
It must have been an exciting moment for all the new Galaxy title holders. And tell us a little bit about what you've done with your crown and sash since you've been crowned.
I've done a lot of things. One event in particular has been the Women's Summit, and I was invited to a local high school, Edinburgh High School, and I was so honored when I was one of five women recognized for have accomplished great things. I was honored with a local state representative. She is an incredible individual. I was also honored with another lady who is the coach of the basketball team at the local university, University of Texas Pan America, and another lady who had graduated from Edinburgh High School and was actually CEO of multiple companies. So when they invited me as Miss Galaxy International, I was, you know, very humble and excited and honored. And I was there just to promote education. So when I was invited to that event and promoting higher education and encouraging high school girls to go out and follow their dreams, get a good education, and, you know, and try to accomplish anything they set for themselves, no matter how high, it really triggered something. So I triggered something in me. I really enjoyed it. So I started visiting other high schools. So I've done that, done a lot of motivational speaking to large groups. You know, that particular summit, I had 500 girls I spoke to, and I've done small groups with five or six girls and trying to make an impact one girl at a time. I've also been involved with the Locks of Love. I've also been involved with the Mission Junior Service League. They have various organizations that they're a part of, and we do baskets during Thanksgiving, we do baskets during Christmas, and baskets during Valentine's, and we deliver these to local nursing homes as well as families that, you know, don't have money for food, and we're able to provide very nice Thanksgiving meals and Christmas meals.
Wow. It sounds like you've really, really done a lot. You must be exhausted. Hey, we had an email question come in.
Sure.
This one is from a contestant who's competing this summer. She asks, did you have your own hair and makeup artist during the pageant, or did you do it yourself? Do you think a hair and makeup artist is important?
Okay, I did not do it myself, obviously, because it was amazing, and I'm not that great with my hair and makeup. Sheila did my makeup, and her name is Sheila Ibarra, and she is amazing. And let me
And she's at pageantfaces.com, right?
Yes.
I think she is. I think that's her website. And she's the official sponsor, am I right?
Oh, my gosh. I can check online really quick. But
I think that's it. So she did your hair and makeup.
Yes. What she does is she does more than just make you beautiful on the outside. She makes you feel incredible on the inside, because the minute that you get up off your chair and you look at yourself in the mirror, you have this amazing hair and makeup. You feel like a celebrity, and you walk out there and you walk into those interviews saying, I look and feel my best. So it is just amazing because, and I told her, I say, I feel like I cheated. You know, I always, every time she did my makeup when I got first runner up, and then she did my makeup this time when I won. And after the pageant, I said, I really feel like I cheated. And she said, why? And I said, because I had you. And she said, oh, no, you're beautiful. You did it on your own. I said, no. I said, you gave me that confidence to really love myself. You know, you gave me that confidence to say, I look my best. So it's really important, you know, whether you do your own makeup or whether you get someone else, that you look your best because you are going to feel your best and you are just going to, it's just going to shine through. So you want to make sure that your hair and makeup is exactly how you want it. Because if you feel like, oh, I really don't like my hair, I really don't like my makeup, it's going to, it's going to show in the personal interview, it's going to show on stage. So it's just really important to be confident with your hair and makeup and whoever it is that you may hire if you do it yourself. And it is pageantfaces.com. You're correct.
Oh, good. It's so hard to keep them all straight, but I know Sheila's work, and I think she's excellent. Well, of course, this year's pageant is July 7th through the 12th at the Saddlebrook Resort in Florida. And mm-hmm. I've looked at the website. The photos are amazing. It's going to be a very tough, tough competition. Quickly give us three things you think this year's contestants need to focus on between now and the time they show up.
They really need to know themselves so they can be real in their personal interview. They need to be a real girl when they walk in there. They need to be themselves. So that's number one, be yourself. Number two, prepare yourself physically because if you look good, you're going to feel good and it's just going to show on stage. And last but certainly not least is prepare your wardrobe way ahead, ahead in advance because you need to have everything out of the way so that the last 2 weeks before the pageant, you can just relax, be yourself. Always take a backup gown. I need to add that in there. You never know if someone shows up with your gown or if something happens to your gown, the zipper breaks. You never know. Makeup, spills all over it. Make sure to have a backup gown. So that's, those are usually my pointers for any pageant.
Sounds great. Well, we're so excited about this year's pageant, Jennifer. And although, another queen, I can't talk, another queen will be crowned, we'll always think of you as a fabulous Miss Galaxy. And we also want to thank Laura Buman for being here, Miss Galaxy 2009. We really appreciate your coming in today, Jennifer. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor. So thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, it's time for another break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back with answers to your coaching questions. Plus, I'll tell you about what I did over the long Memorial Day weekend to relax and rejuvenate, and I think it's going to surprise you. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you entering your first pageant and feel a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Valerie will teach you to handle trick questions and to answer questions from a strategic perspective. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.valeriehayes.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.